This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on transportation.
It is with great pride and excitement that I stand before you today for this historic groundbreaking ceremony for the new air traffic control tower here at Valley International Airport. This project marks a significant milestone in our continuous efforts to enhance and expand our facilities to better serve the citizens of the Rio Grande Valley. Over the past decade, Valley International Airport has not only witnessed tremendous growth, but also demonstrated a remarkable recovery from the impacts of the pandemic. Our resilience and ability to adapt quickly have ensured that we continue to serve as a vital link in the economic fabric of the region, even during the most challenging times. The city fathers knew what they were doing when they made a decision in 1950 to form the Harlingen Airport Board. The board's organizational structure in itself has been vital to the growth, to our growth, as well as admired by our peers. Valley International Airport is undeniably a major asset for the Rio Grande Valley. Its enormous potential for future growth and expansion, it is poised to serve the diverse needs of our community for many years to come. As we break ground on this state-of-the-art air traffic control facility, we reaffirm our commitment to safety, efficiency, and innovation. I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to everyone who has partnered with us in our transformative journey over this past decade. At the federal level, we are profoundly grateful for our unwavering support from Senator John Cornyn and Senator Ted Cruz, whose steadfast advocacy has been critical to our success. A very, very special thanks to Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, who is with us today. His dedicated efforts and close collaboration have played a pivotal role in advancing our vision as a modern-day airport. At the state level, we are thankful for Senator Morgan LaMantia and Representative Janie Lopez. The support they provide to our communities and region only bolsters the economic growth. That economic growth, in turn, means more passengers here at our airport. We appreciate the mayor and city commissioners for their leadership appointing the airport board that facilitates our progress. Additionally, the dedication and commitment of the airport board have been crucial in bringing to completion projects that will propel us and our success into the future. I would like to thank our FAA partners. At the Texas District Office, we have Anthony Bryant here today, as well as Roman Pignan. And Anthony is the acting ADO, Airport District Office Manager, and we also have an acting assistant Airport District Office Manager. So we look forward to working with them. Thank you to all our strong community partners as well. The Harlingen Economic Development Corporation, the Harlingen Chamber of Commerce, and the South Padre Island Conventioners Visitor Bureau. I would also like to send a special thanks to RSNH and our very own Harlingen-based architectural firm, Megamorphosis, for the wonderful job in designing this unique state-of-the-art facility. Is Chris here? Raise your hand, Chris. That guy right there. Chris, I just want to tell you, your design has exceeded my expectations, brother. Lastly, I'd like to extend my appreciation to our outstanding team here at Valley International Airport. From top to bottom, they consistently demonstrate excellence. Special recognition to Brian Wren. His tireless efforts to bring our visions to life are much appreciated, Brian. I'd like to also thank my executive assistant, Selena Garza, for her invaluable support to keep us on track on a daily basis. We couldn't do it without you. I also want to thank Ron Mustard, our director of finance, for his diligent oversight of our finances. We operate the airport in the black. You know, this is like a business. We don't rely on tax dollars, and it's so important that Ron keeps us on track there. I would also like to thank Nicholas Merman. Nicholas is our Director of Air Service Development here at Valley International Airport, and his work is expanding our air service here has been phenomenal, and we expect good things and new announcements in the near future. Today, as we embark on this new chapter with the construction of our advanced air traffic control tower, we also celebrate the near completion of the new runway extension project and the new special Category 2 instrument landing systems that come with that. We want to thank Brian, the FAA. Together, these initiatives are set to significantly enhance our operational capabilities and ensure that Valley International Airport remains the airport of choice in the Rio Grande Valley. So again, thank you to each and every one of you here in attendance today. This groundbreaking is about laying groundwork for new opportunities and continuing to dream big together. Let's celebrate the bright future that lies ahead for Valley International Airport, the city of Harlingen, and the entire Rio Grande Valley.